You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. Now let's talk.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, on the road of life, you can't stop, you can't stop moving, keep, move, keep that pace, you.
Switch into gear, let's go, as we climb up the hill, don't slow down, pedal a little more, the mind is working, it's in control, your wheels are turning a little more, going higher, another notch, keep it steady, don't watch the clock.
Greetings, my visionary dreamers. This is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real bullshit. Listen up to Torelli and the Fuse.
We are learning, always turning later. Stop the time, always merging into lanes that better suit us as we ride.
Switch it up,
switch into gear, let's go. As we climb up the hill, don't slow down, pedal a little more. The mind is working, it's in control. Your wheels are turning a little more, going higher, another notch. Keep it steady, don't watch the clock go round.
Those who are just tuning in, this is Adion, and you are listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us normal folks. Oops, I slipped up. Us extraordinary folks, and I'm going to say it again, extraordinary folk. Doing a damn thing the best way we can. And today's topic is stop taking life so serious. Stop it, please, just stop. Even though he's saying don't stop, stop taking life so serious. And I came up with this topic actually yesterday, and I feel good about that because y'all know how it is for me. Sometimes I can have a topic already and then it just change up out of nowhere. My spirit just like, nope, you're not talking about that, you're gonna talk about this about 10 minutes before the show comes on. But I guess this topic came up because maybe it sums up me, who I am. I've learned to stop taking life so serious and learn to live in the moment, live in the present, because that's what we have. We're in the present. So you might as well just kind of, I'm not going to say forget about yesterday, but you can't get yesterday back. You can't have a do-over for yesterday. You can only switch up and change up your flow for today or for tomorrow, you know. That's it. So stop taking life so serious. Whatever's happened to you, rather it's bad, you know, some people might think it's bad, some people might think it's horrible, but you can't change it if it's already happened. So you gotta let it go, and you gotta live in the present and enjoy your life. You only get one time in this time, space, and reality to make the best of it. So why are you stressed out, you know? Don't tell me because of your financial commitments or your man, your woman, your friend, your kids. All of these things are things that you have the power to separate yourself. Oh, I'm sorry. Should turn the ring off, right? This is a first. But we all have the power to separate ourselves from that feeling that we're feeling to get us upset. So I've been talking to you about the fact that you have control of yourself. You have control of your feelings, your thoughts, your mindset. But you don't have control of no one else. You can't tell people what to do. You can tell them, even your kids, your dad, dog on dog, cat. You can tell them what to do, but that don't mean they're going to do it. And that doesn't mean that they will do it the way you want them to do it. So either way it go, it's like sometimes you can't win for losing. So this is why I'm saying to you to stop taking life so seriously and for you to just focus on you for a moment. Yes, I'm sure there are parents out there listening, but when I say focus on you, I mean focus on getting your mojo. You know what I mean? Focus on clearing your head and cleansing yourself so that you can feel good about you. However that looks. See, a lot of times, attachments, I feel, is the root of so many issues for us. Rather, it is you're attached to a loved one that's pretty much driving you crazy. Rather, you're attached to something materialistic. Rather, it's a house with a big house note, car with a car note that you're just under the water with. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you got laid off. And now you're stuck with this big financial commitment. But yet, you're attached to it. So life becomes serious. And now you become stressed. Because you're so serious about this attachment and holding on to this attachment. You have to learn to look at it in the moment and ask yourself, what is more important, my happiness or holding on to this attachment? Whatever that attachment is, you know, maybe it could be attachment to what people think about you. To what people say about you, to how people feel about you. And now you're walking around here not being yourself because you're trying to, or we're going to take out trying, you're working hard to please everyone else but yourself because you're taking life too serious. You're worried about being the best for those folk instead of being the best for you. This is what we have to learn to work on. Work on ourselves. And I'm telling y'all this like I tell y'all all the time. This show is not just for you. It's for me too. So when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me as well. I'm reminding myself, I'm putting more back into my little memory bank, like, hey, Dion, listen, don't forget this lesson right here. Don't forget what you learned about that, or don't forget what you learned about this person, and don't go backwards, you know? I'm free right now. I'm so free. If I had wings, I would fly away. I'm telling y'all right now, because I've never been one to hold on to attachments. That is something that I am a professional about. Well, at least I would say about the materialistic things. I've had so many nice things in my life, from cars to houses to pets, dogs, cats, whatever I wanted. I've had it at some point in my life. And maybe it's because of that, that I'm not so pressed. I'm not pressed about impressing other people. Because at the end of the day, the people you're working so hard to impress are trying to impress you. And I'm going to say trying. They are trying to impress you. So now all of y'all trying to impress each other, but nobody's happy. Because everybody running around here trying to keep up with the Joneses. And in order to keep up with the Joneses, you overspending, you living above your means, all of these things, okay? Now, I'm not saying that I never lived above my means, but my mission for living above my means was my son. So while everybody else might have had like a materialistic reason, my thing was, I'm a single mom raising a young black boy, and I refuse for him to have to walk outside and get shot at. You know what I mean? So I wanted him to go to the best schools, you know, be in the best environment that I could provide, you know. So therefore, sometimes it caused me to live in an area that was more expensive, you know. So, but at the end of the day, it was all worth it because I wasn't taking life serious. I was just making sure that we were in an environment that I can provide for him the best I can without having that extra stress. You know, for me, that would have been extra stress. Me worrying about, okay, him going out here and, you know, just getting into nonsense. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, a good parent can raise their kid anywhere. But my thing is this. If you can avoid the nonsense and you're willing to do it, then you do it. But the bottom line is, don't do it because you want to have a better house than this one or a better car than that one. You're taking life so serious. You got to enjoy your life while you can. Because at the end of the day, you don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. So enjoy the present. You know, if things didn't go as planned, like y'all know, before I moved to the retreat center to cleanse my mind, body, and soul, you know, I moved from an apartment and I gave away everything. I gave away I'm talking, I had a ton of food, okay? I was trying to take the food with me, my snacks, you know, but I gave away everything. Just let it go. Didn't sell nothing. I was kind of sad that I was too far for family members to come get stuff, but I just gave everything away. And therefore, now that I've completed, you know, spiritually my time at the retreat and I've moved into another place, I walked into an empty place, which means I had to get furniture again. Now, I could have took life serious and got all stressed out like, oh God, I got to get new furniture. I got to, you know, do all this. And plus, the opportunity that I moved for initially didn't work out the way it was planned. So I could have took that serious and got all haywire like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I moved this and any other. But nope. I'm the type of person that, as they say, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. And this is what we all have to learn how to do in order to enjoy our life, in order to enjoy our time and the space in reality at this moment, you know, in order to be able to focus and walk in our purpose with excellence. That is my mission. So when I have little hiccups, Oh, trust me, it's little. It's for a moment. And I sit back and I rewrite my plan. But when I have a goal and it's set, life around and the things that happen around me is non-existent. You know, once I have a goal, it's going to happen, you know, rather it's now or a little bit later. But my original plan is going to happen. It's just with some minor adjustments, you know. And this is how I can come and talk to you guys, you know, in the midst of the move. Y'all don't understand what my days have been in getting adjusted. I think around the 5th is when I moved, okay? And now today is the 25th. So within this time frame, oh my gosh, I've done so much. I'm studying for courses that I got to take for this new path that I'm walking, that I'm going to share with y'all once I get all of my certifications out the way. I'm going to share it with y'all. But I'm doing that. I had to rebuild a whole new website for the new path that I'm going. And, you know, in the midst of that, I have financial commitments and I had to get new furniture, which I just took care of. So the house is fully furnished, thank God. And that's because I don't take life serious. I don't have to have everything brand new and first of all, I'm an HGTV fan, so I like to remake stuff. I like to remix stuff. So I can go to a thrift store or go to a regular store and mix it up and not worry about it. Not worry about people, what they think, that I might have some furniture in my crib that's secondhand, you know? Most of the time, they never know because it's always the bomb. I got good taste. But nevertheless, I do not take stuff like that serious, you know? I do not take this materialistic stuff serious because I said on one of my past shows, at the end of the day, everything that we have in life is borrowed. Because when you die and you're in the casket, that house, that car, that furniture, none of that stuff can fit in the casket with you. So everything is on loan while you're here, whether you like it or not. So it's up to you on just how much of a loan you want to take out while you're here. Okay? Always remember that. I was watching a YouTube video earlier. I was actually searching for pictures for my website and I don't even know how I came upon this, but anyway, this guy, he was a part of some program for prison in San Quentin. Yeah, y'all know this was random. San Quentin, California or something like that. But something just told me to click on a video and listen to his speech. And it was so awesome. This guy, I don't know how much time, but it was a lot of time. And they had this prison university program. And so he was the keynote speaker talking to the new guys that were graduating and getting out of prison. And one thing that he said a few things that were great. But the one thing that stuck out to me was this, or a couple of things. He said, once you get out of jail, and because you went through the program, the college program, and they taught them critical thinking and how to react to situations and all of this good stuff. But he said, once you come out those doors, you're going to realize that everybody else is insane. Everybody has issues and all of this stuff going on and they little crazy. But yet, because you just came out of jail, they think you crazy, but really they're crazy, you know? And what he meant by that is this. At the end of the day, all of us have issues. It's just how we react to those issues that determines if we're going to jail or if we're going to have heartbreak or if we're going to lose a job or if we're going to lose a house. This is what it is. I always say this, our decisions is what makes the choices. And the choices is what creates the results that we get in life. That's it. So we all have free will as to if we feel that we have to keep up with the Joneses so much that we're going to do something illegal to do it. And then now we're in jail. Now who got the bigger house? You know what I mean? I mean, we have to get our mindset to know that regardless, to appreciate what we have and build on that. That's what we have to get to. Learn how to appreciate what you have and build on that. So when I went to get the moving truck to pick up my furniture, there was this young guy. And so when I went in the place, he was just looking mad, you know, young guy, like 20 something, right? Just had this frown on his face, nice looking young guy. And so I'm like, dang, got an attitude, you know? So I left, you know, got everything done, came back to drop off the truck. He's still twisted, face all twisted. So I rolled down the window and I'm like, come here, like, what's going on? You know, like, come on, can I get a smile out of you? You know, because it is not that serious. I said, how old are you? He's like 22. I said, you're near my daughter and my son's age. I said, babe, you look very healthy right now. You got a job. There's nothing for you to be that stressed about at this age. Well, the job, I said, but listen, you're walking, right? You're talking. You're not sitting in the wheelchair. You know, you're not on the corner begging for food, begging for money. Enjoy that. Appreciate that. You know, but smile. You got a nice smile. And he gave me the biggest smile. And he was like, you know what? Thank you for that. Sometimes that's all people need to hear. You know, just a little bit of encouragement to let them know that it's not that serious. Enjoy your life as it is and work on it becoming better. That's it. That's all we can ask of ourselves. When we start putting too many demands on ourselves, that's when it's not fun anymore. Life is not fun. And it's like, this is why you have suicide rate, you know? You have young kids in college, you know, because their grades are not superb, because their parents don't approve of their grades, they will kill themselves. I've heard horrible stories about that. You know, different cultures that hold their kids at this real high level, and half of the time they're in college for something that they don't even want to do. They just in there to impress their parents. And they stressed out. Didn't even start living life yet. But life is so serious because their parents made it that way. I think that's so unfair. Everything that I do with my son, rather I'm helping my daughter out, I ask what they want to do. What is it that they're, you know, wanting to get out of what it is that they want to accomplish? And then I guide them on that path. I never make it mine. I never make it what I think they should do. Because the bottom line is this, I tell them all the time, whenever they mess up or whenever they do good, this is your life. You are a young adult now. This is your life. These are your decisions, and you're going to reap the repercussions for the choices that you make. How else are they going to learn? You can't live life through your kids. You got your own life to live. So don't be putting extra pressure on them. Now, don't get me wrong. If they jacking up, then yeah, you got to step in. But let's be logical here. You know, we're here to experience life to the fullest. This is the reason why we were created. We were created to help one another, to encourage one another, to, you know, walk in a purpose and have different skill sets, different talents, so that we can all make a difference in each other's lives and in the world. Because once you focus on your purpose and you're not taking it so serious as to worrying about competition, what's she doing? Oh my gosh, no, I gotta be better than her. Like, let me tell y'all something. I run my own race. Anybody that know me, no, I don't give up about nobody else's stuff. I run my own race because my race is a tough one. It's always been. So I don't have time to be running and looking back while I'm carrying a baton because it's going to drop. And I'm not doing that, okay? So my purpose is my purpose. Your purpose is your purpose. We are here to support each other, be cheerleaders for each other, but we're not here to control one another and dictate to one another and tell each other basically how we think it should go. Now, we can give suggestions, we can give advice, but at the end of the day, everybody's vision and dream is their own. So sometimes it's best to just keep your stuff to yourself and just pray about it. Talk to spirit about it. Talk to God about it and ask for God to direct your steps and give you guidance as to how to do things, how to handle a situation, how to, you know, look for other ways to pay your financial commitments to make more money, direct you to the right people, the right company to work for. This is what we have to get used to doing. We have to learn how to go inward to get the answers. Don't always call up your girl, or call up your boy. Yo, what you think about this? What you think about that? They don't always have the answers, and sometimes they can jack you up with their answer or with their suggestion. So you have to go inward to even with that. If you feel the need to ask somebody's feedback, go inward enough and pray about it first so that you can be tied into your intuition and feel if their suggestion or advice is good for what it is that you're working at. That's what I do, you know. Sometimes I wait till stuff is done. I'll be like, look what I did. What you think? You know what I mean? And sometimes if I am caught up, it's certain friends that I know have certain personalities that I can ask certain things. You know, we all have different personalities, so you have to determine which friend or family member would be good for you to go to for certain advice, you know, or good for you to go to for help. And you definitely got to be careful. This is why, for me, I do a lot of things on my own. I do a lot of things myself. And it's not that I don't like to ask for help, but sometimes some folk that give you help, later on you like, why did I do that? So sometimes I just like to just go it alone and just do what I gotta do to do the damn thing, you know? And it always works out. Either way, it always works out. But I always go at life with the thought of detachment. And when I say that, I mean, if it don't feel good, let it go. Seriously. If it don't feel good, let it go. Sometimes it can get better, you know, but you got to keep it real with yourself, no matter what it is, no matter whether it be the job, the holding on to the house, holding on to the relationship, you got to keep it real with you. Seriously. Because when you have kids, you think that sometimes holding on to a relationship or a house or whatever, you think is benefiting them. But what you fail to realize is kids are so tuned in that you'll be amazed. And sometimes you're hurting them more because you're holding on to certain attachments. Because you're taking life so serious and you think that if you let go and if you move on or if you lose the house that you're a failure. You're not. Trust me, I didn't let go, lost houses, lost cars, let go of cars, let go of houses. But my son has never thought I was a failure. As a matter of fact, he told me the other day just how much he loves me and how much he appreciates me. He sent me this text and was like, I don't tell you enough. And I just want to let you know that even though we're not together, you know, I'm at college and stuff, I love you, Mom. And, you know, I appreciate you. And we still a team. Man, I like to melt. When I read that text, I was like, wow. You know what I mean? He's about to be 20 years old. I can't believe it. 20 years old. He's grown into a great young man. And so, wow, I've sacrificed so much. It wasn't for everybody else. It was for my loved ones that I'm responsible for. You get what I'm saying? And I've always taught my kids, and when I say kids, you know, I got a lot of little adopted kids along the way too. I've always taught them to place value on their life more than they place value on materialistic things. Because, and place value on time, because you can never get your time back. So you have to be careful as to how you spend it and who you spend it with. That is key. How you spend your time and who you spend it with and what you spend it doing. Is it that serious that you need to spend that time doing what you're doing or with that person, you know, or even having those certain thoughts running through your head? Let go of attachment of certain thoughts that's not benefiting you or your loved ones. Because if they're not benefiting you, and that's an attachment that you take so serious, and it's not benefiting you, then it's not benefiting your loved ones. So we gotta release the attachments to relationships that's not benefiting us, opinions, judgment, thoughts, you know, all of these things that don't make you feel good about you. It's time to let it go. However that looks to you, however you got to let it go. If you got to press delete all through your whole phone, you got to reset, empty it, whatever. Start a whole new life, get a whole new number. Whatever you gotta do to release yourself from taking life so serious and start anew and learn how to enjoy it. God bless you with life. At least you can do is live it the way He wants you to. You know? The way He expects you to. If God don't place pressure on you and He gives you free will as to what you believe, then you need to stop putting pressure on yourself and give yourself free will as to what you want to do. And now, I don't mean, you know, okay, just walk out the house and leave your wife, leave your kids with her. I'm not talking about that now. I'm not giving y'all no pass. Handle your business, you know. Women, that don't mean go cheat or whatever. That handle your business the way you're supposed to, you know. Handle your business. But sit down, write your list. Figure out, what is it? What is it that's making you take life so serious to the point that you don't have any joy? The point that you're not happy? The point that, you know, you don't know from day to day if you're coming or going? You know? Write your list. Put people on there. Put things on there. The things, the benefit side and the don't benefit me side, you know, and start releasing, letting that stuff go, y'all. Seriously, we got one life in this time, space, and reality. I need y'all to live it to the fullest, because I am. I had a friend I was talking to today, and they was talking about how they just love how I could just go. And the reason why I could just go, because I don't have attachments. And I sold the house. I sold a couple different houses. And I just left. You know? Like I told y'all, my son's father, when he was acting up, and when my baby was one, had properties and all of that. Just got up, middle of the night. This ain't working out. You can have it all. I'm out. People thought I was crazy. No, I wasn't. I'm happy. And I was happy then that I made that decision. Yes, I had to start all over. I had to start totally all over. But it was the best decision I made for me. And it was the best decision I made for my son. Because of the fact that he wasn't a good influence. And he would not be, my son wouldn't be who he is today. Had I not made that decision and let go of all of those attachments, as grand as they were. And this is what I'm talking about. Free yourself, y'all. You deserve it. You deserve to live in this time, space, reality with joy and happiness in your heart. Write your plan. Revisit your plan. Revisit your dreams, your visions. And do the damn thing, y'all. It's time. Do the damn thing the best way you can. This is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from drowning in yourself, the world, and some real bullshit. And you're listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show, show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us extraordinary folk, doing a damn thing the best way we can. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. And y'all the bomb. This is the 89th episode. Can you believe it? And I'm doing this without taking life serious. With all the stuff that's been going on in my life, I still come on here and do my purpose, my dream, and my vision for you. So if I can do it, you can too. I love you guys. Peace. Thank you for listening to Chronicles of Living, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. And if you are pursuing your dreams, I'm proud of you. Because the best part of life is when you decide to live. To keep up with us, please visit chroniclesofliving.com. Until next time, this is Adion, your dream pusher. I love you guys.